Day 25. Deuteronomy 25:5-19. Deuteronomy 25:5-19. If brothers dwell together and one of them dies and has no son, the widow of the dead man shall not be married to a stranger outside the family. Her husband's brother shall go into her, take her as his wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn son which she bears will succeed to the name of his dead brother, that his name may not be blotted out of Israel. But if the man does not want to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate to the elders and say, "My husband's brother refuses to raise up a name to his brother in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother." Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him. But if he stands firm and says, "I do not want to take her," then his brother's wife shall come to him in the presence of the elders, remove his sandal from his foot, spit in his face and answer and say, "So shall it be done to the man who will not build up his brother's house, and his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him who had his sandal removed." If two men fight together, and the wife of one draws near to rescue her husband from the hand of the one attacking him, and puts out her hand and seizes him by the genitals, then you shall cut off her hand, your eye shall not pity her. You shall not have in your bag differing weights, a heavy and a light. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. For all who do such things, all who behave unrighteously, are an abomination to the Lord your God. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt, how he met you on the way and attacked your rear ranks, all the stragglers at your rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God. Therefore it shall be, when the Lord your God has given you rest from your enemies all around, in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance, that you will blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You shall not forget. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 25:5-19. Levirate marriage, other laws, must later destroy the Amalekites. Levirate marriage, Deuteronomy 25:5-10, addresses a statute that had unique application to ancient Israel. Now called the law of levirate marriage from the Latin word levir, meaning brother-in-law, it stated that if a married man died without children, his widow was to be married to his brother, her brother-in-law, or his nearest of kin if there was no brother. And the first child of this new union was to be regarded as the offspring of the deceased husband. Compare Genesis 38:9, Matthew 22:24. This was to be done so that the name of the dead brother would not be blotted out of Israel. It also ensured that the widow would continue to be provided for. Obviously then, this could have put certain economic strain on the levir, particularly if he already had a family, as he had to provide for a wife and for the raising of a child until that child was old enough and independent enough to carry on the name of his father on his own. The nearest of kin could, however, refuse to take the widow as his wife, although he would have to go through a humiliating process in which everyone saw his selfishness in being more concerned for himself than for his extended family, verses 9-10. In the case of Ruth in the biblical book bearing her name, her deceased husband's closest relative refused to marry her, so that Boaz, the next in line on the kinship list, was free to do so, Ruth 3:13, Ruth 4:1-9. The law of levirate marriage is not applicable in the church today. One reason is that a literal application of it would often require a converted brother-in-law to marry an unconverted sister-in-law, or vice versa, which would be contrary to 1 Corinthians 7:39 and 2 Corinthians 6:14. Also, if the brother-in-law were already married, the application of this law would violate the biblical teaching discussed earlier that a man is to be the husband of only one wife. As this is specifically mandated in the New Testament for ministers and deacons, it is understood to be binding upon all men in the church.